With just 2 days to go until polling begins, violence continues to threaten the outcome of Afghanistan's presidential elections with a series of rocket attacks in the capital. US President Barack Obama says that troops are working to secure polling stations so that elections can go forward and Afghans can choose their own future. John Kelly has more on this story.
Afghanistan's presidential rivals yesterday held their final official day of campaigning. In the last weeks, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah has emerged as the main rival to incumbent President Hamid Karzai. Afghans go to the polls on Thursday, but with violence at its worst level since the Taliban were toppled in 2001 and insurgents vowing to disrupt the election, many fear poor security will have a serious impact on the ballot's outcome. Today, a rocket struck the presidential palace in Kabul and a second hit the capital's police headquarters. No one was hurt in the attacks. Securing the ballot is the most significant test so far of US President Barack Obama's strategy in Afghanistan. President Obama suggests the conflict will be long and difficult.
As I said when I announced this strategy, there will be more difficult days ahead. The insurgency in Afghanistan didn't just happen overnight, and we won't defeat it overnight. This will not be quick nor easy. But we must never forget, this is not a war of choice. This is a war of necessity.
Despite the threat of violence, around 6,500 polling stations are planned to be open on Thursday, some 300 more than during the last presidential election in 2005. I'm John Kelly.